Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Luke chapter 18, beginning from verse 35 through verse 41. The Bible says, and it came to pass that as he was come near a city called Jericho, a certain blind man was sitting right by the wayside. And guess what he was doing? He was begging. And the Bible says this gentleman heard the multitude walking by. And then he asked them the question, "What's up?" In verse 37, they told him what's going on. They said to him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And the next thing is that he began to cry out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before Jesus Christ, they rebuked this man. They told him he should hold his peace. But he cried so much, even the more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus heard him. Jesus stood. And Jesus commanded the gentleman to be brought unto him. And when he was come near Jesus Christ, Jesus asked him the question, saying, "What wilt thou have me do for you?" And the man said, "Lord, I want to receive my sight." And I want to talk to you for a few minutes on the subject titled, "The Gift of Sight." Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for another brand new day. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength. Thank you that we have food to eat. Thank you that we have clothes to wear. Thank you for your faithfulness. We even have roof over our head. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this house. Have your way in this place. Be glorified. Use me to teach your word. Anoint my mouth, anoint my focal cord. Bless your people in a very special way. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And we'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion is titled, "The Gift of Sight." I want to go through this passage I just read to your hearing and point out some spiritual revelation that can help you and me along the way. The Bible said one day Jesus Christ was going on a trip. And he passed through the city of Jericho. It's not uncommon that when we travel, sometimes you have to pass through some towns, some cities. Am I right about it? The city that he passed through is named Jericho. There's a lesson about that city that you should not miss in this story. This was the same city where the walls came tumbling down. Am I right about it? You need to also remember that the reason why the walls came down was because some people were willing to shout. I can stop here and go home, because many of our miracles, many of our blessings are delayed because we've become so sophisticated. We've become so dignified. We come week after week. We come empty and we go home empty, simply because you refuse to shout. When you learn to get excited for God, every wall in your life will come down. Let me help you. Let me school you. It don't matter what church you find yourself. I don't care if you're in a bougie church. You be the exception. Get excited. Your presence ought to change the atmosphere. Remember the woman with the alabaster box? Everybody was sitting around Jesus dignified. But when she entered the room, she changed the atmosphere. Do I have any worshiper in the house? Everywhere you go, because nobody knows like you know what God has done for you. So don't trip about the name of the church. Some of them call themselves Baptist. Some of them call themselves Methodist. Some of them call themselves Pentecostal. It don't matter the label. When you get in, get fired up. Say, Lord, I thank you for another day to be in the house of God. That was the same Jericho where this brother was sitting by the roadside begging. I hate to jump to the end of the story, but guess what was the key for his own miracle? Shouting. In fact, there were some church folks that were trying to keep him quiet. You have to learn to press your way. Are you listening to me? Yes, even on your job, sometimes you say, no, you can't talk Bible here. Oh, no, you can't do this here. But every time I feel the Spirit moving in my soul, I will shout. I don't know about you. I've got something to shout about. How about you? Let me try again. I said, I've got something to shout about. How about you? Has God been good to you? Has he ever healed your body? Has God ever paid your bill? Let the redeemed of the Lord say, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought I'm the only one. But God is a good God. Yes, he is. The miracle, whenever you hear about Jericho, remember it was a place where people learned to receive by shouting. Tell your neighbor I got it. So, for those of you who are smart alecks, what I'm trying to suggest to you, in the Old Testament, shouting works. in the New Testament, shouting is still working. You need to learn to press your way. You need to learn to press your way out of trouble. Sometimes you have to shout your way out of sickness. Sometimes every now and then let your nurses, your doctors say, what's wrong with Mama Sue? He said, because I got something to shout about. Amen. I want to be a part of a church that is excited, on fire for the Lord. Amen, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, your shout will make a difference. The Bible said in this passage, Jesus passing by that city, and there was a gentleman, a blind man, sitting by the roadside and begging. Well, the reason why I'm talking about receiving your sight today is because there's so many people who are blind. To be honest with you, there are many people who think they got eyes, but they are blind. You can be walking around with your eyes wide open, but you don't see a thing. Am I telling the truth? Well, let's take it a little further. There are people who got eyes, but their vision is blurry. Don't look at your neighbor now. There's a reason why some people are wearing such a big, thick. The eyeglasses is bigger than their head. Don't look at nobody. Say no. I'm just saying. God is in the business of giving sight to the blind. Let me make you a theologian for a few seconds. There is no single blind person in the Bible that encountered Jesus and didn't leave seeing. Jesus is very, very concerned about you and me having a sight. The reason I will submit to you why there's so many copycats in the world today. Very few originals. The reason why people are trying to be like so is because they have no sight. Having your own sight will make you an original, not a copy. Everybody wants to play basketball like Michael Jordan. Even I see some college students, they're playing the ball and they stick their tongue out. That's a cheap copy of an original. Everybody wants to be like Michael Jackson. They want to moonwalk. That ain't you. You're a cheap copy. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why you find yourself a copycat is because you don't know what God is doing right now. No fresh revelation in your life. So you have to try to be somebody else. You need sight. Sight is not just good for the natural. It's also good for the spirit. You can see in the natural, but you can see in the spirit also. Are you still here? This is why Jesus called the Pharisees. He said, your problem is your bunch of blind folks. In fact, he told them, you are blind, trying to lead the blind. Can you imagine if your pastor is blind and trying to lead you? Both of you will end up in the ditch. Get out of that church. You need a church home where God is alive. I even tell you women, the Lord gave you a ministry to be helpmate to your husband. But I told you, I say it again, how are you going to help a car that is parked? If that car is not moving, Houston will go problem. Are you still here? The problem with many of us is lack of sight. That's why I'm talking to you today about the gift of sight. I'm believing God before we all leave today that everyone will receive their sight. Open your mouth, shout amen. Why is this important? Because being blind, whether in the natural or in the spirit, is a dangerous thing. Notice one thing with this man. The Bible says he's at the side of the road begging. He got his hands. He got his feet. He got his mind. But when you are blind, one of the consequences of blindness, you become a beggar. I don't know about you. Now, the culture I come from, we don't like people begging for nothing. Amen. Let me get in the flesh. Those of you in love, if you have to beg your woman or your man for love, you don't have a girlfriend. Always getting mighty quiet here now. Somebody needs to preach the gospel. You shouldn't have to beg for nothing. If she's going to be your wife, let her be. If she's not, hit the road, Jack. You can tell I enjoy what I'm doing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a serious thing to be begging. Blindness will cause you to be a beggar. Thank God one day he heard a noise of people walking by. And then he asked what's going on. Now, I can stop there and preach on that. I'm just giving you revelation from a simple story. It's bad enough that you don't see, but use what you got. Are you listening to me? God is so good to everyone. He will never leave you with nothing. So he can see, but he sure can hear. He heard the people walking by. So tell your neighbor, use what you got. And if you're a woman, maybe you're not the most beautiful. Don't look at your neighbor, I told you. But you may be the kind of woman that is full of wisdom. You may be the kind of woman very smart. Intelligent. You have to learn to use what you got. This man didn't have eye to see, but he got good hearing. He heard those people walking by, and he used what he got. That's why he asked the question, what's going on? What's up? What's going on? And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. That is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. And then, ladies and gentlemen, some people notice this man began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't just say one time. He kept saying it. Now here come the church folks. They say, hey, boo, you need to shut up. Mister, you're not even on the program. Your name is not on the church roll. You're not on program. You need to hush. You'll be amazed how many times people have written to me and text me. Pastor, will you please tell that gentleman to shut up? And I took that tear up and threw it in the trash. If you know what I'm shouting about, you'll be shouting too. Where were you when he saved me? Where were you when he healed my body? Where were you when he made a way out of no way? Hold my meal. I'll shout. I'll shout in your face. The Bible says the more they try to get him to be quiet, the louder he got. Tell your neighbor, turn it up. That's what we need. We need a church where everybody's excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. I want guests to come in and say, man, that church is live. I don't know if you ever been to the Apollo Theater. It's live. Amen. Many of you pretend as if you've never been there. You've been to Mona. Oh, glory. Some of you have been to Bayou Classic. You don't need to look at your neighbor now. Some of you have to be to the New Orleans games. Amen, sister. I'm going there this weekend. Ain't no shame in my game. I'll be in Dallas. Yes, indeed. And guess what? New Orleans Saints playing the Cowboys. Woo! Pow, pow, pow! Oh, glory! This brother was shouting so much, he won't let nothing stop him. My message to you is that when it comes to things of God, don't let nobody stop you. Amen, somebody. Because he did not allow anybody to stop him, he got Jesus' attention. The Bible says Jesus literally stood. And Jesus said, who is that man screaming and yelling my name? Will you please go and bring him here? That's what your shout can do. That is why, you know, I love the Lord, I joke a lot. If you really want something from the Lord, you better ignore all these church folks. You better press your way. You better learn to praise God. You better learn to shout until you get heaven's attention. Jesus, the Bible says, he stopped. He sent for him. Said, go bring that man. And then the man came. Jesus asked him a simple question. What do you want? You know how we sing this song? Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You see, you got to tell God what you want. The songwriter said, if you are sick, I'm trying to help somebody today. And you can't get well. Tell him what you want. Call him up. There's a brother from Tyler, Texas. He is going to be with the Lord now. It's Willie somebody. Willie Johnson. And he will sing that song. Every time he sings that song, he gets me happy. Because when he get to that point, call him, he get excited. You got to tell God what you want. Stop looking so cute and dignified. You know the diagnosis. You know the prognosis. You've been to the doctor. You know what they tell you. You better shout your way through all this. Away with all these trying to be nice and trying to be cute. You can always get your makeup back on. Oh, Pastor, but my wig is falling. Pick it up! Lord, help me, Jesus. When cancer is trying to kill me before my time, do you think I really care what wig I'm wearing? You better get a clue. I shout my way. They put me in an ambulance. They told me, they say, you have less than 40 minutes to die. I say, you got to be kidding. Just like that. So I say, I refuse to create a big funeral for the community. You know they'll come. They say, oh, Kunti, he dropped there. I knew it. So I began to call on the Lord. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Don't wait on nobody calling for you. You got a mouth. I got a mouth. All God's children got a mouth. Guess what he said? He said, oh, that I may receive my sight. Yes, yes. Now, there's some serious theology there. Notice two things. Number one, he did not say, open my eyes. That's why I told you earlier, your eyes can be open. Help us, and you still can't see. Amen. Are you listening to me? He said, give me the gift of sight. Yes, Lord. There are a lot of people walking around with their eyes open. Oh, I wish I can preach. You remember one prophet, he had a servant, and the Elisha is his name, and a bunch of soldiers of the enemy, they camp around the house, and they were ready to mess with the preacher. And that servant, assistant pastor, he went home, went outside, he saw all these military, he said, oh my God, we are in a world of trouble. He ran back inside. He told the pastor, he said, Pastor, we are in a big trouble.
That's right.
And he noticed the pastor was just chilling.
That's right.
He said, aren't you listening to me?
That's right.
And the pastor said, chill, man. Calm down.
Yeah.
Stop tripping.
Yeah.
There are more with us. Oh, I feel like shouting already. There are more with us than those who are against us. Then that pastor prayed a dangerous prayer. He said, Lord, open his eyes. He said, give him a real sight. And all of a sudden, that same assistant pastor saw angels by the thousands, by the millions. That's why I told you, you can be walking and you don't see a thing. That system pastor, that's what's wrong with him. That is why this blind man, I don't want you to miss it. I'm teaching today because young people here. I don't want to get them religious like you are. So, I want them to know the world and walk in it and dominate this world. While Washington is tripping, scared, I want people to be walking in confidence. There is a God who is still in control. I told you, I got professors here. They will tell you, I walk around on campus with dignity. Nothing affects me. There is a reason why the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the whole world. By the way, let me take a side journey. I've just told you, you need to know who you are in Christ. You know, those of you who are married. All of you married, you got a ring on you. Raise your ring. Let me see. Oh, look at this. It's so cute. Bless. I got one too. See, that was a ring. Don't blame me for this. It's not part of my sermon. Blame Keisha Washington. So she just got a ring. And one of my daughter, Janice just got a ring. See? Here's how it works. See, spell that word ring. See, before a ring finds you, you need how to spell. The letter R is responsibility. Marriage comes with responsibility. Can I get an amen? Amen. Don't tell me down now. For telling the truth. People want to be married. You're right. You can get that at Walmart. Responsibility. You show me a marriage that is working, I show you people who are responsible. Keep spelling. Number one. And some of you, the reason why you're not blessed, you say, oh, it's a two-way street. No, God, your responsibility is not dependent on the other person. If you're waiting for the other person to be right, you're already doomed. You better listen to this man of God. Well, I'm not going to take care of my children because she no good. Really? God's obligation given to you is not conditioned upon anybody. She's getting mighty quiet now. Number two is the letter I. We are spelling the word ring. You need to know your own identity. You need to know who you are and whose you are. The reason why some of you cannot function unless you're validated by your spouse is because you don't know your own identity. You don't need a human being to validate you. You are a royal priesthood. Get a clue, baby. You are a chosen generation. Get a clue. You are a holy nation. When you know who you are, whose you are, storm may rise, wind may blow. you will not be moved. That's letter I. And letter N, you go to be a nurturer. See, America would lie to you and say, women are nurturer. No, everybody ought to be a nurturer. And I'm not talking about cooking, cleaning. There ain't no nurturing. I can pay somebody to do that for me. And the Negro got money to pay it. Being a natural. I said, man, what happened to Pastor today? Being a natural means that you have a heart, that you are there, that you empathy, you're present, you care. Some of you will call on the phone. I have to pray before I answer. How are you going to be a child of God just mean like rattlesnake? What's letter R? Responsibility. What's letter I? What's letter N? And letter G? You better have God. I don't care how good-looking Brother Baba is. I don't care if he has bicep and tricep. I don't care if his Jerry Curl is running and dripping all over the floor. If God is not in it, let me get back on track. That man, the beggar, the reason why he would not allow anybody to stop him is because he knows who he is. The reason why he said I need sight is because he knows sight is much more than just an open eyes. Birds that have eyes are many. By the thousands, by the millions, but birds that have vision are very few. When I talk about you having your sight, one of the evidence of having sight is you begin to see visions. You begin to dream dreams. You can tell, by the way, you can do your own diagnosis right now. You can tell if you have sight. Ask yourself the question, when was the last time you had a dream? Everybody is talking about Dr. King today. You really want to know the difference? He got sight. He had a dream. Many of you, you're sleeping every day. Day and night, just sleeping. No vision, no dreams. You're just making things up as you go. You need sight. Let me help you. Extra point. Notice he was told. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. But isn't it funny that when he began to cry out, he never mentioned Jesus of Nazareth? They told him, he said, what's up? What's going on? They say, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. But when he began to speak, say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible is a mystery.
Help us, sir.
See, there's a difference between Jesus the man and Jesus God. He didn't need a man from Nazareth. He needed God. I'm trying to help somebody. Now, if you really want your sight today, my brothers, my sister, you need to know there are some things going on in your life, in my life, that no man can provide an answer for you. The reason why many of us are struggling in life, you're too busy trying to find men, trying to find women, people that you can count on. But the Bible says there are some things that are impossible with men. Oh, but when it comes to God, all things are possible. What you need is God. I must tell Jesus, find my key, baby. All of my, you don't want to tell me. I cannot bear this burden alone. I must tell Jesus will help me. Jesus alone. You say, Pastor, I'm not sick. I don't have no problem. I got a nice house. I got a yacht. I got money. I even get a cat. But do you have sight? When was the last time that you saw vision? By the way, let me warn you also, there's always a counterfeit. Because just because you have a dream last night, that don't mean it came from God. I don't have time to teach on that. But you need to know that the devil always brings fake stuff. Some of you have come and said, Pastor, this is my dream. Can you interpret it for me? And then you'll be talking. And the more you talk, I can tell you've been watching some horror movies. And now you're going to waste my time. And I want to suck up on you. That ain't no dream. That's not from God. How are you going to know, Pastor? How will I know the one I got? Is it from God? Is it from the devil? I'll tell you a simple test. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, it's straight from hell. You've been feeding your eye with ugly stuff, and then you go to bed and you're dreaming about it. Now you think that's God. Oh, no, that ain't God. That's your flesh. But Joel chapter 2, verse 28 says, in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters, they will dream. They will see visions. How do you think this child gets here? You really think I'm that smart? Get a clue. I'm not even from here. I have no relatives here. It takes the vision of Almighty God. Allow God to download in your spirit. Yes, you work all day, but when you are sleeping at night, your body is resting, the Holy Spirit will download good stuff. Even in broad daylight, there's something called open vision. God will speak to you while you're driving on the highway. God will speak to you while you're working on your job. God will speak to you while you're just taking a nap. But if you're here today and you can be honest with yourself and you don't know the last time that you had a vision from God about your life, about your family, about your career. Some of you pastors listening to me. Not too long ago, I was with my brothers at Calvary Baptist Church on Jackson. And the question was, they were hearing a television program. They said, Pastor George, what is the secret? We've watched you. What? Just tell the people. I said, I wish I can tell you it's my education. I wish I can tell you it's because I'm so spiritual. I wish I can tell you it's because I'm so smart. But there is something about vision. People perish for lack of vision. That man said, don't just open my eyes, give me sight. Having sight will enable you to see beyond your present. Vision is the ability to see beyond your now. Vision is the ability to see a preferred future. Vision is the ability to see what God is doing right now. For you, for your family, for your children, even for your community. I'm going to ask all of you to stand. And if you're here today, you say, Lord, let me see more clearly. I got vision, but I want to see. I don't need blurry vision. I want to see more clearly. I want it for my children. I want it for myself. I want it for my generation. You're the one God sent me to.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church Family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
Lord. We're going to sing about the name of Jesus this morning. Can you clap your hands like this with us, everybody? Song says this.
We love to call your name. It's something we cannot explain. That happens when we proclaim your great name, your great name.
We love to
call your
call
name.
Your name.
It's something we cannot explain. And it happens.
Everybody singing with us.
We love to
call your name.
It's something
God, we cannot explain.
That happens
when we proclaim
your great name.
I'm a witness that there's power in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there's power in the name. Everybody help me sing, there is power in the name of
Jesus.
So much power in your
name.
Oh, there is power in the
name of Jesus.
I'm so glad there's power in the name. Come on, everybody, say,
I'm free when I call your name.
Oh, I thank God that I'm free when I call your name.
faith in his name. Can you lift your hands in reverence to Jesus? There is power in your name. There is power in your name, Jesus. We call your name, Jesus, Jesus. We call your name, Jesus, Jesus. There is a name
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.